Okay.
15.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah. You got it right. That's right.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Yeah. Good. I like that kind of enthusiasm. How's everyone feeling? How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay. Good. Feeling all right?
We like you.
You like me, and tell me why. Oh, I know why.
Well,
I'm a
Spartan.
And I have a baritone.
All right.
Are we all baritones? Is that what you
mean?
Sure. All right. Well, welcome to the music category, or I should say welcome me to you all in the music category. Scott, maybe you've heard all this before. We judge the song and the arrangement as performed, and we are also the keepers and the guardians of the suitability of the barbershop style, right? We want to make sure songs like Always, pretty straight barbershop. How could you believe me when you know I've been alive? It's the song,
yeah,
right? Also,
yeah.
Also straight Never. Barbershop. Good. So tell me about, a little bit about the chorus. Tell me what was the goal here today? What's the plan?
We're shrinking. But this chorus is, and I can tell you guys, I'll tell the other ones, sort of the core of the strongest thing in the group. So even though we're missing some members, this is pretty representative of where we're at right now.
Okay.
So it's sort of getting used to working with a smaller size and getting into, you know, different venues. You know,
good.
When we're
okay.
Smaller, it's harder to
absolutely.
Get custom use case, things like that. We've been scoring in the upper 60s as a couple of years ago with about twice as many guys, and now we're back in the lower 60s. So
okay.
We want to get back into that.
Trying to reverse the retrograde.
Reverse the retrograde.
Okay, very good.
Fair?
Yeah.
It seems like pretty solid. Is this pretty representative of who was on stage? Anybody,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm missing two here.
Okay.
One has a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for my own. Ideas. Are we comfortable singing? I mean, obviously you guys look like you're ready to sing. Also, for my own education, are we continuing on with these songs as we move forward? Always.
They're continuing on the repertoire. I'll there will still be conscious vehicles
okay.
going forward. Or at least one probably will, or at least one more for district. But
okay.
Yeah. Whatever we learn, they're good at transferring. Though.
Excellent. That's the real question out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So that's nice to know. So do we have any preference on which one we want to take a look at first? I'd like to just start. I'd actually like to start with Always.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay. Just a quick rundown if you haven't seen the score, 59, 65, 69 for Always. How could you believe me? 57, 60, and 70 on my end. Talk to the guys. We'll chat a little bit about that as we get there
yeah.
and kind of the discrepancy there, but we'll try and cover that here. Go ahead and get started. We can start from the top here. Let me know if you don't understand this analogy. I really enjoyed the tapping that was kind of going on with this intro. Exactly. We were able to kind of pull onto all those notes, and it wasn't just straight. Dreams will all come true, that kind of thing. So I appreciated that. I wanted to hear even more of that, if at all possible. Do you trust your director?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Good.
Nice
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Pretty good looking. Very smart.
Yeah.
Trust the
line. Yeah.
I've learned that the hard way as a director. When he's given you some of these ideas, whether on stage or whether we've talked about it before, if he's given you, dreams will all come. If he's giving you one of these, what do you guys think you're supposed to be doing in that case? Dreams will all come. So he has an idea, and we have an idea. I'm getting a misconnect as far as meeting those ideas in the middle and displaying them out to the audience. Can we try? We know the words, we know the notes. Let's pay the most attention right now to what our director's hands are doing from the very onset. Overdo it a little bit, too. So that already is an example of us not quite following our director. Even though this is the warm-up and the tune-up, I'm still hearing these as a judge, as notes and chords that this chorus is singing. Why not? Why not? If he's giving that to you, why not follow your leader right at the very beginning? Beyond the footlights, you almost have to overdo it a little bit. So right here, as I'm right here, it's like, okay, that's a little loud and that's a little too much. But I'd rather be too much than not enough, especially on a contest stage or even as a member of the audience way in the back. I need to hear all these interdynamics. You guys have that ability. Continue to do that all the way on. Does that make sense to everybody? Can you feel the difference with that?
Yeah.
You're capable of doing it. You're capable of acting in a more musical fashion. There should be no reason that you're not following this man's hands. And very nice hands. Do you need moisturize? Why not, right? Why wouldn't you? Let's take it on from the... go ahead and take it from the top. I want to get to the middle there, but I need to hear from the top. Before, and I can't remember what lyrics we just stopped on. Anybody? I think that was it. Then when the springtime. Then when the springtime is gone. And I hit a brick wall with you all, because I'm not hearing any sort of sense of forward motion. I've heard of that term before, any sort of forward motion. So I'm hearing the music is continuing, and then we stop, and then we take a breath, and then we continue on. It's very quick. But it's enough for me to jolt out of my ability to follow the story that you're telling. Can we start right before that? I don't know if that's an awkward spot or not.
Caring each day more.
About the end. Can we sing an end? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We can sing the awe, we can also sing the end. It's not just God.
Right.
By then I've given up, right? Yeah.
Question, I know you think we did it better just the second time, but I really didn't understand what the problem was with the brick wall.
Sure, I understand that. So when I say brick wall, I'm hearing a lack of music happening. So I'm hearing a lack of, well, first of all, when we're hitting a rest, there's no music already. We're not singing words. We're not singing any of those. But if we don't have any sort of continuous forward motion at the end of that phrase, gone, even the breath should be considered musical. The breath should be perceived by the audience as part of the music that they're hearing, even though there's not really any sort of tone or chord or anything like that. Does that make sense to you all? Does that help us?
Yes, I get that.
And so I've heard that a lot more in the second go-round. And it's happening intermittently, which is why I'm thinking, why don't we just do that all the time? You know, that, I don't know if that's working.
We might have heard that before.
It's available. It's available.
It's available.
I like that. Because you know how to do it. So let's take it from there. And there were a couple other options there, but we can move on to the song. Can we start right before the bass melody? Do you know which part I'm talking about? I hope I'm not making that up. No, that's all right. Let's just start from there. Let's start from right where we were at the last phrase, and I think we'll hear it in a second.
Carry me, stay more. We'll take a little
longer.
Carry me.
We have at least two troublemakers.
Keep that lift, keep that lilt in the song. Always keep that forward motion going. You do it 65% of the time. I'd rather you do it 110% of the time, and it'd be too much.
Right.
Go, man, they sure are breathing really heavy. Well, at least the music's going. At least the motion's going.
Right.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Cool. How could you believe me when I know I've been a liar all my life, a lot of camps on fire life? Had that reputation when I was a youth. That's part
yeah.
of it.
Right. Yeah.
This is the part I think that diminished my other friend's scores. Was that it had a bigger opportunity for some legato? Are we familiar with that term?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no.
We might have heard that.
Oh, yeah. They've never heard that.
Oh no.
They don't even know this.
So why not? So what happened? What happened? Are we just not used to it?
They're stubborn. You know.
Perhaps we don't have the tools for it. Perhaps we know what needs to be there. We just don't recognize it when it's done.
There is an element, gentlemen, I told you this before. Until it becomes second nature, unconsciously competent, when you get into a performance or nerve situation, you're going to fall back on whatever it is you're habitual to do. So why we beat you up all the time in rehearsal, smooth, 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 is because you don't make it always, every time, it won't happen.
It's not that you don't like them. That's not what you're doing. It's not that you're mad at them. You're doing it because the old adage, or the new adage, I guess, don't practice till it's, I can't even get it right. Don't practice till you get it right. Practice till you can't get it wrong. Right. Right. You're with me on this.
Have you heard that one?
You don't even. You've got it.
So I was telling a couple guys beforehand, so the nice thing about the guy with the briefcase and the judges, they come in and validate the things that saying.
But it helps to have another voice,
though. It sure does. And it's nice to know, okay, that, he wasn't crazy on that, other people hear it. So I think what can help with that, with the legato, it's not just thinking, okay, sing it smoother. How do I sing it smoother? The secondary word sound, stop me if you have not heard this term before, had that reputation, not just vowels. Our music mostly comes from our vowels, right? But it can also come from the N's and the, whatever else we can sing in this case, the R's. Reputation. We try and sing through as many of those secondary word sounds as we can. The rhythm, I promise you, is going to be there. Had that reputation. You can't lose that rhythm if you try. You have to try really hard to lose that rhythm. So don't force the rhythm. By going, reputation. You heard this?
Yeah, did you beat the horse beforehand?
and I apologize if I overlap too much. You know,
No. Okay. So there's a question.
Yeah.
Are this singable, is this secondary things what you call singable content?
We have to work to over articulate those in order to keep that smoothness note going. Because if I'm in the back of the audience, again, we have to be very conscious of the guys down here, sort of the judges we sort of care about. We mostly care about the front row audience members, just as much as we care about the guys in the mezzanine, right? They're not going to hear, they'll hear the rhythm, and to them it's going to sound, a little chopped up. But to us up here, we need to know that the secondary word sounds are going to keep it just in a smooth line. We'll know what the words are, we'll know what the rhythm is going to sound like. Overdo it. Can we start before that?
Yeah, we'll start over A flat. Right, after the intro's done.
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you're in a
Good. Let's, can we take it back a little bit further so we can jump into that? I see some guys really articulating that. It should feel weird and maybe look a little weird, but the idea is it's finally coming across.
Start being flat. Start from the intro.
Yeah, that's fine.
My voice is great, application never pays. It's a thing to tell a lie, no lie. How can you believe me?
Overdo it.
I love you when you know I ain't a liar all my life. I had a reputation to not believe you. You must have been insane to think I tell you the truth. So tell me, how can you believe me when I said
we
you know I'd rather hang than have a
wife? That's our time here, but that's coming across more, and I understand that if you worked out with the prior paper before I took, but that's coming across. Are you ever going to allow yourself any less than that?
No,
absolutely not. Because you've already set a new bar for yourself.
Yeah.
Right now, at 2:20 today, you set the new bar for yourself. Congratulations, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Could you tell us why you scored more higher than the other?
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed there was a high level of confidence. There was a high level of good chords. You seem to have a pretty good idea of the delivery and the plan. I picked those out a little bit more than my colleagues did, and they were a little bit more distracted by some of these kind of nuanced details that we talked, which is why I'm talking a little bit more about these.
Right.
Overall, it was a very nice package, very nice chords and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's why I said the guys who weren't here before. If your performance is less consistent, the score sometimes have less consistency to them. So that's why you tend to see more variances in the low 60s where we are than when we're in the upper 60s. Things are lining up a lot.
Thank you.